On WRTA Weekend, Doug Herendine, and we have with us once again from ARC Federal Credit Union Money Matters, Liesl Kapphammer. Hello.
Hi, Doug.
And we're going to talk about starting investing. Start investing. See, originally I thought you said smart investing versus dumb luck, which is my method of doing things, as I've mentioned before on the show, but you have a more disciplined idea as to how people can do better for themselves. So you actually do have a plan. I mean, if we're telling people make a plan to vote, which is a 1 day, a year thing or two if you do the primary. This is your entire life we're talking about. So
absolutely,
you want to make a plan. Where do you want to start? Define your tolerance for risk. How do you do that?
So you have to decide if, when, first of all, if you're investing for retirement, that's a big thing people always look at. How far away from retirement are you? You know, how much do you feel you can invest towards, whether it's a 401k or you're buying stocks? What do you feel is a safe amount? Because you never want to invest more than you could risk losing. It's, I don't know, like, it's basically gambling.
I was going to say, it really sounds like gambling, although it's not in the classic sense. It is, because a lot of these investments, as if you pay attention, they say it's not FDIC insured.
It is not insured, no. It is, I guess, essentially government-regulated gambling. Gambling is, I guess, regulated to a point, too.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about it. But
yeah, and there's also FSLIC and a bunch of others out there that take care of different organizations from financial types. But at the same time, what you're talking about is, in addition to, I guess we should mention, you've talked about on previous shows, having a certain amount of money put aside, having a certain amount of savings equal to how much of your expenses?
The goal by the time you reach that retirement age, the average guideline is 10 to 12 times your income at that point in retirement, have that put away. I mean, and these are all kind of guidelines for anybody who's a fan of Pirates of the Caribbean. It's code. It's like the Pirates Code in that movie. You know, these are guidelines more than actual rules. There are, because everybody's financial situation is so specific to them.
Yeah.
So you really do need to have a tax advisor or someone that you can go to and say, look, this is my income. This is, you know, I pay child support and I have, you know, this and I own these properties, or I rent and I have one job and this is it. Whether it's a very complex scenario or a very simple one, changes things a lot.
I suppose it's sort of similar to when I first started. I was working for a company in radio that had a matching 401k, which I think we talked about in this program before, and everybody in radio said, you've got to be kidding me. This doesn't exist in this business. Well, luckily, it did in ours. It didn't continue once they sold the place. But when I was 24, I could take a bigger risk. If I'm, say, 74, I don't want to be taking as big a risk, because even if the market tanks, it will recover. But I don't have the time horizon to do that.
Right.
So that's part of what you mean about risk, right?
Absolutely. When you are starting out investing, usually people start when they're younger, 20s, 30s, even into your 40s. If you plan on working into your late 60s, you have time to be have a little bit more of a high-risk portfolio where, hey, these stocks or whatever it is that I'm investing in, you know, they could do really well, but they could also just crash and I could lose money in them. But like you said, the stock market, it is very cyclical and it will recover over time. But do you have enough time to wait that cycle out? You know, as the economy fluctuates, yes, we go through downturns, but then things come back up, right? It is a very cyclical, and sometimes it just feels like the end of the world and, oh my God, everything is crashing down around our ears.
2007 to 2008, for example, and also the dot-com bust a few years off from that. So these things happen and you don't see them coming, and nobody saw COVID coming.
Right.
So something can affect it. But over the long haul, the market has been a good investment. And you will always, if you have the time, will make more than if you did nothing.
Right. And there are other avenues you can invest in if your tolerance for risk, if you need to be a little bit more conservative and say, look, I'm 55, I'm 60, I'm going to, retirement is knocking on my door. I can't invest in things that have such a high risk for loss. So there are other options for that. Again, tax advisors are your best option, wealth management advisors, to give you those, hey, these are the ones that traditionally perform well in this area. And none of this is guaranteed, right? There's no such right. thing as a guaranteed, you know, investment when it comes to those.
If you get a savings account that's FDIC, as we said, yes, mm-hmm. you're, I know if we mentioned this on the air last time, I know I talked to you about it, maybe it was during one of the commercial breaks, where when I first got into that plan at age 24, I showed it to a friend of mine who worked in investments. He says, well, the good news is you're not going to lose any money. The bad news is you're not going to make a heck of a lot, because it was very right. conservative. Mm-hmm. So it was a conservative style. And that's something that I guess is the tolerance for risk. I decided when they sold the company and we ended up managing the money, I went for something more aggressive. And it did better than it would have otherwise. But yes, it's not a guarantee. You sort of talked about defining your investment goals. Drill down a little bit more on that.
So a lot of times our goals are retirement, right? We think we have to have enough money to get us through when we're not working anymore. You may have additional goals. You may say, I need to set money aside for my kids' college. I want to save up for a down payment, so I'm putting on a home or that beachfront property in retirement that I want to make sure that I have.
The different envelopes you've mentioned on past shows mm-hmm. allotting to each, or just one goal that you have, depends on you.
Right, exactly. Okay. And that is, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to confuse or discourage anyone from really paying attention to their finances, but everything is so personalized to your goals, your preferences, your lifestyle choices, that we can give you an outline, we can give you this guideline to say, make sure when you are investing that you know what you want in your future. If you don't know what you want to do in retirement, and some people think, my God, I'm never going to get to retire, I'm going to have to work till I die.
You'll get there before you know it.
Right. You do need to have that plan in place, because it's better to have some kind of plan and outline. God forbid if you never get the chance to retire, that's at least you had something planned. Mm-hmm. But most of us do end up there, so please have something prepared.
Determine your investing style. I guess that's similar to what you were talking about in risk, but what people mm-hmm. do when their style is, okay, I determine my risk, but within that risk, there's a bunch of different things you could do. Explain the style.
So basically, are you going to be in charge of this yourself? Are you a very hands-on, I'm very familiar with how the market works, I'm going to take charge of this? Not many people fall into that category, really. Or are you going to hire a broker that can manage that for you? And there's a wide range of services that brokers and financial advisors can offer. They can be very hands-on, offer you a lot of services, and you're going to pay more for that. But you can also find someone that'll just do like a minimal amount if you don't need a lot, and they won't charge as much. But those are people that are experts in their field. They know what they're doing. They're familiar with the market. So they can give you some advice based on experience, which is the helpful part there.
You can't self-manage, but you're limited by what you don't know.
Right. Exactly.
And you can learn some expensive lessons that way, or yeah. you know, or if you're very conservative, maybe you don't gain as much, mm-hmm. like I gave the example earlier. It's simpler, but if you're a bit timid in it, maybe you don't want to be doing too many wild swings for the fences, I guess.
Right. And kind of under the same category of that self-managing, there are some robo options now, some automated options. They're basically just online platforms where you can go in and manage stuff yourself. But there is, for lack of a better word, there is an AI aspect in there that'll help kind of you put in your preferences, like, hey, I'm older, I don't have a lot of time to retirement, I'm a little more conservative, these are the investments I already have, and I want to supplement with this. So it can kind of cater something around based on where you're already at. But again,
are you comfortable with AI?
Right. And are you comfortable with, you know, you don't necessarily have a person that you can go to with questions if something comes up?
Yeah.
So
just reading the FAQ on a website is not necessarily the, well, then again, you get what you pay for.
Right.
Knowing
exactly.
where to tap.
Right. What does your budget allow you to do? Do you have the funds to bring on a financial advisor or someone for wealth management full time? Is it something that, hey, I need to set this up now and I can pay you an annual or a monthly fee, but I don't need a lot of, I won't be calling you, you know, every couple months with questions, you know. So
we're talking about starting investing with Liesl Kapphammer of ARC Federal Credit Union. Before we get done with the program, we do want to mention, and we mentioned last month, you're doing some fundraising for Military Families Ministries this month. Explain what that is.
It is a local organization. They actually have chapters across the country, but they support active duty service members that are stationed abroad and their families at home. And they are currently gathering supplies for care packages that they ship out in stockings for the holidays, so stockings for the troops. We have lists on our website, in our branches, that allow you to donate things that can be shipped easily. So usually like snack food items and like decks of cards, just little care package. But that's something we've been working with them for years. It's a wonderful program.
And this is run out of Bellwood locally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The other one is Toys for Tots, which I think everybody understands. Mm-hmm. U.S. Marine Corps League.
Yes. We have collection bins at both our branches, just like for the stockings for the troops. So you can donate a new unwrapped item for the Toys for Tots that if it's a toy, like new in box, unwrapped.
And be a Santa to a senior.
And this is our second year for this one. This went over really well last year. They Home Instead comes and sets up a Christmas tree in our lobby with some paper ornaments and a little list of things that a local senior in a nursing home would like to have. So you take the ornament, buy those couple items, and either turn it in at ARC or you can drop it off directly to Home Instead.
And the tree is set up in the office at both locations or the main?
Both locations have a tree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll mention again at the end of the program where they are, but your locations for ARC are?
1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
We'll continue talking about how you should start investing. We do want to make note here, ARC Federal Credit Union is not an investment or wealth management advisor. The information provided is for educational purposes only. Please talk to your financial advisor or tax professional when making decisions for your investments, right?
Absolutely.
But if this program gives you some help and some ideas where to start and know what questions to ask, then it's done its job. Money Matters on WRTA is sponsored by ARC Federal Credit Union. We'll continue on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. The next thing you have to do is choose your investment account when you get to that part. How do you make that determination?
So there are a couple different options where you're going to put those funds when you invest them. Bonds are an option that is something a company, the government usually is what people, a lot of people think of when they think of buying a bond. And you agree to loan that the government, that company money for a set period of time and they pay it back. Those are generally more conservative, lower risk.
Yeah. But, well, we said earlier on the one account I had, I wasn't going to make a lot, but I wasn't going to lose it, chances are, and I didn't.
Right.
So this is a more staid approach, but it's more stable.
Mm-hmm. The exchange-traded funds, so these are ETFs, and forgive me if I mix up my acronyms here because we deal frequently with EFTs at the credit union. There's a very common...
EFT is what?
Electronic funds transfer.
Okay, but this is an ETF, exchange-traded fund. What is that?
So those, it's like a bundle of stocks. Kind of someone has prepackaged some stocks for you, and you can. It works really well for people who aren't super savvy when it comes to the market, and it usually they'll label them as or title them as something that lets you know kind of what's in there, and always look at exactly what is in that ETF to see what stocks are in there. And hey, is this something that I feel comfortable investing my money in? Because that's something too you want to consider. Does it align with your values? Do you want to put money into a company that maybe you see what they're doing out in the world and you're like, I don't really like that. That's not who I want to support, right? Because when you buy those stocks, those ETFs, you are supporting that company. So
somebody once said you should never invest in something if you don't understand what it is.
Maybe
that was Warren Buffett. I'm not entirely sure. But in other words, if you can't explain what it is that the company's doing, maybe you ought not to be messing with it. And it may be a perfectly good investment, but you have to be comfortable with it, I guess.
Right. And if you don't know what all that company is involved with, they could be on the verge of doing something that, you know, hey, this company is going to bust and I'm going to lose my investment because I'm not paying attention to what activities, you know, they're involved in. And it sounds like it's a lot of homework to do, and you really do have to kind of do your research. But a lot of times you can, there are quick Googles that you can do to see how certain stocks and ETFs are performing to say, okay, this looks like it's doing well right now, or this is a brand new one. I have no idea how it's going to do. Some people love investing in that kind of stuff, those penny stocks that just got started.
But, well, and I know somebody used to be a penny stock broker, and he would say the same thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would just, but these are people that had money to lose. Like you mentioned earlier,
Yep.
don't invest something you can't afford to lose on that. And he had people who just do hit and miss, hit and miss, hit and miss. But boy, when they hit, you know, how would you like to have been the guy that said, what, smartphones are a new thing? Apple's been a joke for years. Why would I buy Apple right now?
Yeah.
They're about to announce a smartphone that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, yeah, and then you caught lightning in a bottle if you went with the recommendation on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mutual funds. This is something that's it's boring. It's been there for years, and it's done great for a lot of people.
Right. They're diversified. So again, kind of like that ETF, it's when you have something that's diversified, it kind of protects you from, you don't want to take that approach of putting all your eggs in one basket. So if something goes awry with one of the investments in that fund, that group of funds or group of stocks, then it kind of hedges your bets having your money in some other places too. But that's why, please, if you're unsure, I really highly recommend talking to a professional. But there is also a lot of information available on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a reputable website. Just a quick Google isn't always the right answer for this kind of stuff, because now you have that Google AI that'll pop up kind of a summary at the top of your page of answers. It'll say, hey, this is what most of our responses say.
Yeah, don't just go with that. Go to the specific sites and read.
Right. It's one thing if you're looking for like the best ingredient to add to my apple pie to make it taste better, and it says that, versus what am I going to do with my money for my long-term investments?
Yeah.
And
the AI is dumber than you think. And that's not a slam. It's just a fact of what it is, and only knows what it knows based on what it crawls the web reading. There were also just a for the nostalgia freaks among us. Does anybody else remember Mutual Funds Magazine? It was bought out by Money years ago and disappeared, but it made things so simple compared to a lot of the others. Like, no offense to Kiplinger's or any of the others, but you can get like a subscription to that, or just look at it at the library and see what they have to say about it. Anything else on mutual funds?
No, I think... Because the other thing to kind of touch on, which we did mention, is stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And
now that, you got to be Mr. You got to be John Gottrocks to invest in stocks. That's not true, just like it's not true for mutual funds or the rest of this.
Right. There are a lot of startups and fintech and apps that have made it very accessible for the average everyday person to access stocks and to start dabbling in that on their own, especially if you feel like, man, I don't have the funds to hire someone to put, $5,000 into the stock market for me. Like, I don't feel comfortable with that.
Especially when $5,000 is your life savings after 20 years.
Yeah. So there are apps out there like Stash and Robinhood and things like that that can let you kind of dip your toes into the waters of buying stocks, and you can start with like $5 and just get, portions of stocks, or start with those penny stocks. And it lets you, I know the Stash app has a lot of educational information too. It pops up different articles to teach you about, hey, why is the market doing this? Or what happened with this stock in the news? And what does that mean?
Some of them will also say, hey, if you sign up, we'll give you, $25 toward whatever you're going to do if you put in X amount more. Now, that to me sounds like some of the gambling apps too, so you got to be careful on which app you go with, and again, read the reviews online for things like that. And just a reminder also, when you buy any of this stuff, there are tax consequences. Best scenario, you buy a stock on an app, it makes a lot of money. Well, now there's a tax consequence. But would you rather not make the money and not have a tax, because it's a portion of it?
Right. And that is, again, why it is important to have someone that kind of helps you, a tax advisor, at least when it comes time to do your taxes. But if you are looking at purchasing this stuff for the first time and you don't know, most of those apps, to the best of my knowledge, the ones that I've at least looked at, will tell you that, consult with your tax professional before purchasing, and there is a lot of fine print, which I know people hate reading the fine print, but they please have to at least skim it.
Yeah, all these people who send you a prospectus, or at least send you a link to their page with the prospectus, if you don't read it beforehand, you know, caveat emptor. Know what you're getting into. Learn to diversify and reduce risk. How does that work, that you reduce risk by diversifying?
So the concept of not putting all your eggs in one basket is that none of these investments are guaranteed, right? There is always that risk of loss. So like you said, no one saw the pandemic coming, right? That turned a lot of things upside down for people.
Yeah.
And if you have your funds distributed in such a way that they are in some very, very different industries spread out, so that if something completely goes upside down in the tech world, you don't have all your money in tech. Or like in COVID, everything suddenly relied on tech and tech was booming, but the restaurant industry was in the opposite situation. Try and spread that out so that you can, hey, something happened and this stuff all went downhill. But on the other side, there's usually a balance to that. So
yeah.
Diversifying is just mixing up things and keeping them different so that you have a balance.
And again, we want to remind you, ARC Federal Credit Union is not an investment wealth management advisor. The information provided is for educational purposes only. Please talk to your financial advisor or tax professional when making decisions for your investments. Something else you wanted to make mention of, in December, we're going to do a review what we've been talking about this past year, right?
Yeah, we'll kind of highlight the topics that we did, because we did one each month. We'll highlight down through those, give people a reminder of these are the starting steps moving through organizing your financial life, and remind everybody that just because you did it once doesn't mean you're done, right? These are the steps, and continue to work through them and tweak them and adjust them.
And just a reminder that if you want to go over some of the things we've talked about, we have a podcast of all these programs. We started in January of this year, going back to January, and you can find them on WRTA.com and on ARC's website as well. And we'll do that program. It'll be the Saturday after Christmas, because we do the fourth Saturday of each month from noon until 12:30. And before we leave, just a quick reminder again, Military Families Ministries?
Yes, Stockings for the Troops. We are collecting care package items. That is on our website. You can see that list.
And that goes through, the end of November?
Yes.
Toys for Tots, that goes a little longer?
I believe that goes till mid-December. Their last pickup date, usually we can call in a last-minute pickup if we've had some late drop-offs.
And be a Santa to a senior, how long does that go?
That's the month of November as well.
All right. So by November 30th, that's done. You have to have everything in either to the ARC location or to the folks that are running that.
Yes. The Be a Santa to a Senior, they might leave that up a little bit into December also, I think, just to make sure they get all of their collections turned in.
All right. And your locations once again?
1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
If people want to call you, what's the number?
814-946-0857. Call or text.
And the website for ARC?
arcfcu.org.
And you can get a recap of all this information. You can get the podcast there as well as the WRTA.com site, but you want to go to ARC for everything. And when we have a podcast, this program up in about a half an hour, it will have all the links that we talked about and the information about these programs. Lisa Kapphammer, thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.